Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
You believe in God for greater things. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Father, we need personal revival. God, we need you to revive us first so that we can help revive others and bring others into the kingdom. Father, we know in our heart of hearts that there are greater things to be done. And God, we want to be used by you. Father, get us out of our selfish mode, self-focused mode, so that we can begin to focus on people who need you. So, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you will begin to do greater things in our personal lives, to do greater things in our church, and greater things in our city. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we know that without you, we can do nothing. Father, let us turn our focus from ourselves to other people so that your power can flow through us to others. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We declare that we will do greater things just like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. We need your presence. So we thank you for it. We ask you for it today. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. We bless your name. Somebody say, bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to, I'm going to just tell you right off that I'm going to pray for people today. I mean, you know, people always got something going on in their bodies. Amen. And so Jesus came to die so that you could be healed. Amen. And so we'll get further into that. I'll share some things, but I just want you to get ready. If there's something in your body going wrong in your body, then just prepare yourself, okay? So listen with ears of faith, amen? And get your expectations up. Praise God. Faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. That word hope is earnest expectation of good. So we have to look to the Lord and look to his word so that we can have expectation of good. I mean, if you know his word is good. So we have to get started somewhere. Amen. And his word is what gives us hope. Praise God. All right. Why don't you look your Bibles, your iPads, your cell phones. Say, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. I am what it says I am. I can do what the word of God says I can do. I can have what the word says I can have. Say, it will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of poverty into wealth, out of sickness into health. Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting word of God, I will never be the same again. Come on, you got to believe it. Believe it. Say, never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever. will I be the same again? In Jesus' name, amen. Now say this, say just one word from God can change your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody believe that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to jump right in. I've entitled this Relax. You know, we've been talking about sitting with Christ. We've been talking about walking in Christ and standing in Christ. It's three different stages according to the book of Ephesians. Amen. And so I want to share some scriptures today about relaxing, which is resting. When we're seated with Christ, that means the work is done. When you sit, the work is done. And so the Word of God tells us what work has been done, what Jesus has done for us, what he's provided for us, what he's set us up for. And when we know what he set us up for, that should cause us to sit, to be seated with him. And then everything that we do after that, we can walk and we can stand from the perspective of sitting with Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, it doesn't mean we just sit and do nothing. We're not sitting physically, but spiritually, mentally, we need to be seated with Christ. Amen? Praise God. You know, I was thinking, I didn't think I was going to say this, but one of the reasons why Christians find it hard to worship God is because we don't understand how close we are to him. I mean, the fact that he resides on the inside of us. But even understanding that when we're seated with Christ, I mean, we can actually believe and envision that we're seated next to him, right? So we find it difficult to worship because we see Jesus. You know, we think we got to take the Starship Enterprise when we worship before our praises reach to the Lord. Y'all know what I'm saying? So just knowing that we're seated with him should make it easier for us to worship him. We don't have to go anywhere. We're seated with him. Amen? In heavenly places. Now, of course, we know that the spirit realm, it always exists. It's always existing. But when God will pull the cover off and let us see into the spirit realm. So what I'm saying is even while we're on this physical earth, the spiritual realm is always with us. It runs parallel with us. You know what I'm saying? So worship shouldn't be, our relationship with God shouldn't be so strained. Or we shouldn't be estranged from God because we see him as seated on the throne, which he is. But we fellowship with God based on being close proximity with him. Him being on the inside of us. Jesus said, abide in me and we'll abide in you. The Father and the Son said, they'll abide in us. So we just have to understand that we're close. We have to be seated with him. We have to, by our faith, envision us being next to him and always with him. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So that we can worship quicker, if you will. We don't have to use so much imagination and take so much time because we're seated with him. Amen? Did I give you the title? Relax. Relax. It's already rigged in your favor. Amen? Relax. The reason why we want to be seated in Christ. Let's look at Ephesians. Let's start there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm just going to scan some things. So Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Is that present tense, future tense, or past tense? Past tense. All right. Remember, God set us up. So usually rigged means it's a negative connotation with it. It means dishonesty is involved. But if you're the creator of the universe, if he's finished our lives, and then when we get here, we walk it out, he rigged it, but it wasn't dishonestly. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to try to talk about football a little bit. I don't really know football, but I'll try. But God has already rigged this thing. He's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Everything that God did, or everything that God has prepared for us, he already did it. Okay? Let's go to, I want you to see this. Go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. So those scriptures, Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about being seated with Christ. It talks about walking in Christ, and it talks about standing. Amen? But Hebrews chapter 4, I want us to read this. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear being seated with Christ, having the revelation, be able to see with your spiritual eyes that we're seated with Christ, puts us in a state of rest. Okay? We need to rest. We need to, I know when I first got born again, one of the very first things that hit me was the peace of God. And maybe some of you are like this. When I got born again, I could almost like fall into a chair because I was just so relieved. Because the peace of God came on me. It was like guilt was off of me. Was anybody else like that? We grow up with all kinds of pressures. We grow up with thoughts and feelings and beliefs that we're not enough, you know, that we're not loved, all those things that hold us back. So when I got born again, the peace of God came on me. And at that time, it caused me internally to sit, to relax and to rest in what God had done for me. He had taken a load off of us. Anybody feel that way when you got born again? Like a load was taken off of you. Well, of course, the load of sin was taken off of you. And so it put me in a position where I could relax. And you know, one of the first ways of relaxing and sitting with Christ is realizing that we're enough. Right? We've all heard that Christ died just for me, just for us. If it was just us, he still would have done the same thing. And so we are enough. We don't have to measure up because we already measure up with God. Amen? So therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear, lest if we're going to fear anything, let us, or be cautious, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Come short of what? Come short of what? Rest. Okay? Somebody say rest. Somebody say I should be resting. All right? Remember, sin, life, problems, people, they make us anxious, right? They make us compete. The world puts us under pressure. We shouldn't be under pressure. We have to practice, which is saying we need to labor. We need to focus on staying in a place of rest. Amen? All right, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. He's talking about the children of Israel in the desert. But the word which they heard did not profit them, right? Why didn't it profit them? Why didn't the word that God spoke to them profit them? Why didn't they benefit from it? What does it say? Not being mixed with faith. Y'all reading? Not being mixed, the word that God spoke to them didn't profit them because they didn't mix their faith with the word. Okay, verse 3. For we who have believed, somebody say, that's supposed to be me. We who have believed do enter that rest as he has said. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. When I read that over the weekend, I imagined a doorway. So God created the heaven and the earth. He created the earth, and he created Adam and Eve in 6 days, right? Then on the seventh day, after he had worked, he rested on the seventh day. Then this verse says, in verse 3, let's go back. For we who have believed, anybody believe? Believe in the Lord Jesus. Believe in what he's done for you. Believe that he has a future for you, right? For we who have believed do enter that rest as he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although the works were finished. The works were what? Finished from the foundation of the world. Tell the person next to you, God has already finished your life. He's already finished it. You've heard me say plenty of times, God's not playing this as he goes along. He already planned our lives. Our lives are, scripture says in Jeremiah 29, it says God has a future for us, not to harm us, right? So God has a good future for us. All right, let's keep going. For he has spoken in a certain place on the seventh day in this way. And God rested on the seventh day from all of his works. And again, in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Let's keep reading. So we see God worked for 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested, right? When he created Adam and Eve, he created them to step right into rest. They didn't have to do anything to create the world that God had created for them. Y'all understand that, right? They didn't do anything. God did everything. And then he placed them into his finished work. It's no different for us. We can act like we, when we get born again in Christ, we walk through a doorway with the name across it. What does it say at the top of the door? It rest. So when we get born again, what do? We step into his rest. And just like Adam and Eve, that's where we begin as being born again Christians. Unless we've heard a whole bunch of religious stuff and when we learn that you had to work, you know, you had to, you know, we talk about serving God, but we've been born again to enter in the finished work. Everything has already been provided for us. Whatever we need physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, it's already finished. It's already finished. So we don't have to, again, work and scrape our fingers to the bone and can't go to sleep because we're worrying. How are we going to eat? How are we going to pay this bill? That is not the lifestyle that God has called us to. But that's the way that we'll think if we don't know that God created the earth. He created the perfect environment for us to live in, right? And then from there, we just stick with him. You know, once we sit, once we realize we're seated with Christ in heavenly places, we got to be spiritual about this, okay? We're not natural people. We are spirit first, right? We have a soul, we live in a body. Whenever we refer to the Word of God, whenever we look at the Word of God, we have to look at it as a spiritual person so that we don't get stuck in the natural. We don't get stuck on the five senses. The five senses can't understand the Word of God because the Word of God is spirit and it's life. And so when we hear a preacher, when we read the Word of God, we've got to think like a spiritual person. Right? So that's how we know and believe. It comes through belief that we're seated with Christ. So Jesus, God created everything, put Adam and Eve into his rest. That seventh day, it said God rested. And God put Adam and Eve into that rest. Period. There was no more work, right? There was no scrapping, no scraping, no struggling, right? He put them in to something. He set them into an environment and a situation where everything was already done. When we get born again in Christ, because Christ, it was his blood, it was his life that got us salvation. All we had to do was accept it, right? Anybody here have to get on the cross? No. Right? Anybody here have to get beat with 40 stripes minus one? Anybody have to have a crown pierced in their skull? No. He did it. He did it. He did all the work. So the Father worked to put man into rest, and then Jesus worked to get back what Adam and Eve lost in the garden. They blew it. They didn't even get that far. They were deceived by the enemy, and then so God's plan for Jesus Christ, he was, everything was working up to that. But once we get born again, we enter into what Jesus has done. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? This is very important for us to understand this, because if we don't realize everything is connected to God and what he's already done, what he's already finished, it'll be easy for us to go to the right or to the left. It's easy for us to shift off of the grace of God. We were talking about the grace of God for weeks and weeks, right? God's favor. So the scripture says that we're born again not by works, but by grace. That word works, you can also say, is by efforts. We did not get born again based on our efforts. So as we begin to walk in Christ, that never changes. God doesn't put us into rest for us to start working and being a slave to the world. He wants us to walk in peace, and he wants us to walk in his provision. Amen? Somebody say, thank God for an alternate life. Because this natural life is hard without the Lord. Because we'll still try to make things happen for ourselves. So we can look at rest as when we get born again, we step into that rest. And then whatever we do after that, once we enter into his rest, everything is still based on what God has provided. Y'all understand that? Is that making sense? You sure? So somebody say, God's already planned out my life. Say, God's already provided for any mistakes, any missteps, any sins. He's already accounted for that. Amen. He's everything's already planned out. Somebody say, ain't no thing with God, right? So that doesn't mean we go around messing up on purpose. We want the grace of God, and that comes by faith, right? So we want God's favor always flowing to us, because that's how the promises of God come to pass in our lives, by constantly receiving God's grace. Somebody say, without Christ, I can do nothing, right? So you might say, well, other people do things, they're not saved, but they're not, are they doing the right thing? No, I don't think so. And they're not doing it by grace. And God is not multiplying what they're doing either. When we walk in faith and walk in grace, God can cause us, you know, his mathematics is different than the world. Amen. He makes things multiply. He'll take, I think I shared with you before, a prophet told me it's better to do something when you think it's God than to do nothing. Because God can't take your nothing and do something with it. So we pray and we get a witness from the Holy Spirit. When we when we think God's telling us to do something. And so instead of just getting locked in fear, then you do it. You step out and do what he's telling you to do. Amen? And then he can increase that because he wants to bless. He's full of love. He's full of patience and loving kindness. And he wants us to succeed. Amen? He wants to see us walk out his plan. And so we have to understand that we need to enter into God's rest, knowing that we're enough, knowing that we're loved, knowing that there's a plan for us, knowing that finances are available to us, know that healing today is in particular, knowing that healing, you know, God knows when we're attacked with a sickness or disease. How many of you believe that? So that means he doesn't throw up his hands and say, oh, no, what am I going to do? You know, what's she going to do? No, he already has a healing. Healing's already written into our story. Amen. Psalm 139 says that God, he knows our plans. He already covered our future. He covered our past. Obviously, he's going to take care of our present because he knows us. And he created us for himself. Amen? And so when it comes to healing, I don't care who says it's incurable. It doesn't matter what the doctor's reports say. You know, I like researching different things. When people say, oh, I got this wrong, that wrong, I'll look it up and see what you're deficient in, what kind of supplements, you know, different things like that. Drinking more water. These things are real. But in my opinion, I have to make sure I don't go too far into that because we have to always stand on the word of God first. Because if those supplements don't work, if all of a sudden drinking more water doesn't work, if exercising all of a sudden doesn't work and get your body healed, the word of God is the final authority. And so we don't want the word of God to be a backup plan. We want it to be the primary plan. And then we add the other things to it, right? I mean, we have to be careful that we don't abuse our bodies. That's possible. But even then, we repent. We repent to God from abusing our bodies and then believe him for our healing. Why? Because our healing is already written. It's already written. Tell somebody, your healing, your physical healing, your mental healing is already written. It's already accounted for. Amen? Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So, let's see. So, I told you I was going to use something, football as an analogy. You know, I've watched movies or TV shows where a fight was rigged. And then in some, a couple of the shows I've seen, the person decided they didn't want to lose, no matter what the mobster said. He said, no, I can't do this to my name. So even though he was supposed to rig it, he ended up winning, right? Because they just couldn't see themselves losing. But that's based on deception, right? When you rig something. We've got some people in the news now who are in trouble. Who are in trouble for rigging and cheating and stuff like that. Amen? But God, so we can act like we're in a football game. I had to ask Jonathan. So when we learn how to be seated in Christ, which means to learn how to rest in his finished work. He's got a plan for us. We're covered. And then once we're seated with him, once we're resting in his plan, that allows us to walk out what he's already planned for us, which causes us to be able to stand. But until you're seated, until you're relaxed, until you're rested, until you're convinced that God has a plan for you, you're not going to know how to walk this thing out, and you're not going to be able to stand against the enemy. So when it comes to standing, you have to, You're going to mess it up again. But I pictured a football team, right? Football team, they get the ball. From what I know about football, once you get the ball, your whole goal is to keep the ball, right? To not let the other team get the ball back. Well, it's when it comes to being seated with Christ, walking out his plan and standing against the enemy, we have to understand that we are in the offensive. We can't stand against the enemy and keep him from robbing, killing, stealing from us unless we are in the offensive with the promises of God. You understand what I'm saying? So our whole point is we're not trying to get something. We're not trying to make something happen. We're defending or offensive, whatever. You're carrying the ball, and it's your ball. And so when you're resting in Christ, when you know what he's planned for you and done for you, that causes you to hold on to that ball. And that's part of your responsibility. No, I am not settling for this sickness. I'm not settling for poverty because I got the ball. And God's already rigged. He's already rigged the game. We already win, right? We already got the trophy because God's already planned everything. He plans on you and I to win, right? And to stand in a position where we know that it's already ours. And we have to, I still want to say defend it. We have to make sure we keep it. When the enemy comes to take from us what God has already planned for us, the good, we have to make sure we protect it. Amen? And the only way we can mess up is if we throw him the ball, give him the ball back. So can you imagine just going through life, is my point, going through life knowing that you already won. And that's what it means to be in Christ. That's what it means to rest. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to suffer because we know we've already won. We know that we've already been provided for. Amen? That's why I always ask you, how many of you believe God is rich? How many of you, if you're looking for a job, how many of you know that God knows where to find a job? Right? God knows where the job is, but we have to consult with him. We don't just look through the nobody looks through the newspaper. We don't just go online and start scrolling right for a job and make an application. No, we believe, we get God involved, knowing that God is the owner of everything, right? And he knows where a job is just as surely as he knows the plan for your life. Amen? So somebody say, I need to rest in God. And so let's look at Isaiah 53, and then I'll wrap this up. So the word rig, while they're pulling up Isaiah 53 verses 3 and 4, 4 and 5, the word rig, it means to manipulate fraudulently. But it also means to furnish or provide with equipment, clothing, supplies. I'm adding this. The dictionary said that. To furnish or provide with equipment, clothing, supplies, power, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the spirit of God. God has rigged us. He has supplied us with everything that we need that pertains to this life and godliness, including a voice, right? Tell the person next to you, you have a voice. You just need to use it right. So God has furnished us and provided us with things that we need to live successfully. Amen? Somebody say, God's rigged it. Say the game is rigged for me to win. Amen? Let me read my notes here. So as We go through life as a Christian knowing we've already won. We act different. We play different. We talk trash on the field to the enemy. Right? Now, we don't talk trash. We tell the devil the word of God and the promises. Tell him he's defeated and he has no authority over me. Amen? As we continue to be on the offensive, we confess the promises of God. As we continue to move down the field, as we continue to make touchdowns and gain yardage. Amen? Somebody say, we're rigged to win. Praise the Lord. Someone say that again. Say, God has rigged this thing through his rest for me to win. Say, but I'm going to win when I mix my faith with the word of God. See, we've been given faith. Romans 12 says, God is given to every man. Somebody say every man. That means man face. It doesn't mean a male man. It means to any human. God has given faith to every man. Amen. To profit. So we all have faith. It's just that we have to use it. So he's given us his word. He's given us his faith. We mix our faith with the word of God, and that's the way we get the promise, we get the rest, we get the provision, we get peace, we get healing, we get whatever it is that we need for this life and to be godly. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, did I say turn somewhere? Isaiah. Now, I want you to think back. God talks about, he talks in the past tense. He's blessed us with all things, right? He has seated us with Christ. Matthew 8:17, it says that Jesus healed people. As he was healing people, this was even before the cross. He just came out healing people. And it says that he took their infirmities and their sicknesses so that might be fulfilled, right? That he himself carried them. He fulfilled that. He took them to the cross on his own body. So our healing is already done. We're not waiting for God. Tell the person next to you, we're not waiting for God. God's waiting for us. He's waiting for us to find out the rules of the game. He's waiting for us to find out what the football is and where it is so that we can run the field. Amen? So we're not waiting for God. God's waiting for us to get a hold of the promise. He already finished whatever we need. But it's our faith that's going to bring it to us. Not God. God, he sees our tears. He sees our pain. But he's looking for faith. You have to believe. We have to believe. Our belief connects with the promise, and it connects, our faith connects with the spiritual realm, amen, and pulls everything out of the spiritual realm into the natural realm, right? If God would take the covers off and let us see in the spirit, you know, we would see our provision. We would see that what we need. I was just at a conference, and the prophet, he was praying and speaking, and he looked over at a gentleman. He said, I see an angel standing behind you right now. What? What happened? God took the cover off and let him see into the spiritual realm. We need to understand that we need to use our faith and understand that there's a spiritual realm where all our stuff is. That's why there's no shortage in God. That's why we need to trust God for hidden things, things that are covered. He knows where stuff is. When we don't, right? Tell the person next to you again, said, I'm not called to live a frantic life or a panicked life or a short life, right? Or a poor life. None of that. Amen? God's not making nobody sick. Hey, Nick. God's not making anybody sick. I know I use poor English. He's not making anybody sick or allowing somebody to sick to teach you something. You know, I've heard people time and time again say, oh, yeah, I, you know, broke my leg. I had an operation. And but praise God, I witnessed to the nurse and my roommate. You could have witnessed to somebody without being sick, making stuff up, right? God doesn't use sickness. God, matter of fact, God doesn't use anything that Jesus bore to teach us anything. Whatever Jesus suffered, we don't have to suffer. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, Isaiah 53, let's read that. And then, so I want to lay hands on the sick. I want to start off with, we're going to read Isaiah. And then I want to start off with people who have had strokes. Who've had strokes. I want to lay hands on you first, okay? Surely, somebody say surely. That means for sure. That means for real, for real. That means honestly. Amen. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But what was happening? But he was wounded for our transgressions, not for his own. Remember, this was Jesus' finished work. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement or the punishment that we would have peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Now, this is in Isaiah. This is in the Old Testament. This is before Jesus came. It's being prophesied. With his stripes, we are healed. We have to use our faith in the finished work of God. We have to rest. If you're sick, when we're sick, we have to rest in the fact that by his stripes, we are healed. Because sickness is stressful. Isn't it? Sickness is stressful, it's fearful, but it should only be that way when we're not sure that we are healed already. So healing is already reserved for us. Amen? Because we need it. We need healing when we get sick. Amen? Praise the Lord. God said in Psalm 91, he said, with long life, so I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Long life, not short life, but long life. To me, that means we can get healed over and over and over and over and over and over. Why? To extend our lives. We get sick, we get healed, we're going to live some more. We get sick again, we get healed, we live longer. Amen? I don't know, maybe some of y'all don't want to live longer, but if you want to, there's healing available. Amen? So we have to rest in the healing of God. Praise God. So if there's anybody here, Kartika, can you give my peppermint oil? Praise the Lord. I wanted to pray for people who have had strokes. Now, I didn't study before I came this morning, but from what I know, a stroke, when a person has a stroke, it cuts off oxygen to a certain part of the brain. Am I starting off good? And then that part of the brain gets damaged or even killed, right? So in the heavenly realm, God's got a new brain, right? So that we can live longer. God's given us, you and me, the authority and the power to speak a creative miracle where we can use our words and our faith in God's word that he can create something, that he can create and make something new, make a part of your body new. Amen? Because a stroke, for an instance, is incurable, right? But nothing's incurable with God. He said, when I bless you, you're going to walk free of all these diseases, all of them, known and unknown. And the scripture says in Isaiah 53, God will heal us from even sicknesses of long continuance. I did want to say this. We have to stop. You know, there's a scripture that says, God talking to the church is talking about tolerating Jezebel. We have to stop tolerating sickness and disease. Tolerating it means that we put up with it. We just keep letting it slide every day. Oh, you know, oh, this, oh, that. I got the, you know, that's tolerating it. But that's giving it time to progress when we don't deal with it right away, right? So we need to get in the practice of attacking what attacks our bodies right away before it progresses. Now we got to be almost like, well, not if we're resting. We almost have to be like faith supermen, right? Superwomen, because we let it go so long and get so bad. So this is for me, not y'all. Anybody want prayer? Thank you, Jesus, for stroke in particular. But if you're not stroke or your brain or something's wrong with your brain, amen? Thank you. Is that for you? Okay, you need healing in your brain. Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many believe God can do this? God can do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I will. Get me tissue. I'm sorry, I put too much mint in my mouth. I feel like my mouth's on fire. Ah, can you lay hands on my mouth? No, I'm just kidding. Shoo. Ooh, I feel like I could be like a dragon and don't let me burn you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you finished our healing. You took upon your own body every sickness, every disease, every malfunction, every abnormality, every weakness, every inherited disease, in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to Michelle right now. I speak to Michelle's brain right now in Jesus' name. And I speak a creative miracle into her brain right now. I command a new brain, a clear brain, a youthful brain, a strong brain, to replace this damaged brain right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Michelle has a supply in the spirit realm. You knew she would be attacked. You knew she would be healing, need a healing. So Father, I speak complete healing into her brain in Jesus' name. Brain, you be healed. You be new. You be new, a new one, a healed one, in Jesus' name. And Father, we believe that a report or a test will confirm your word. You said you confirm your word with signs following. So we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of stroke, get out. Get out. Spirit of stroke, get out. Get out. Get out of her blood vessels. Get out of her blood system. You come out of her vessels. You come out of her arteries. Come out of every part of her body. Spirit of stroke, spirit of death. You come out of every part of her body right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, in Jesus' name, I'm no longer in agreement with that past evil report. Say, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all ready? You get prepared. Don't watch her. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak a new brain, a healthy brain, to your daughter's body right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I speak a creative miracle, a brand new and clear and strong brain right now in Jesus' name. I speak to you in Jesus' name. You be healed. You be new in Jesus' name. And I speak healing to any damaged parts in this body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. With long life. Long life. Be satisfied with long life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I speak healing to every damaged part right now in the name of Jesus. To her arteries, her heart, her veins, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus is my healer and he is my hope.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you've already provided for your daughter's healing. In the name of Jesus, I speak a new brain into your daughter's body. In the name of Jesus. And I command every damaged part connected to it be healed from the top of her head to the tips of her toes. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for confirming Adonica's doctor's report. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for confirming your word with signs following what you did here today. In Jesus' name. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Use your faith to pull that new brain out of heaven. Out of heavenly places. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've never seen it myself, but I've heard many people say they saw a storehouse in heaven that had body parts for people who would believe God for restoration of their bodies. Amen? And I'm sure that storehouse included brains. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I command the spirit of stroke. I cast you out of your son right now. In the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirit of stroke. And I rebuke every damaged part that is a result of it. In the name of Jesus. And I speak a new brain to this man. Your son, I speak a new brain into his body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak healing to every damaged part Hallelujah. From the top of his head to the tips of his toes. Ki, to, to, rabba. Este, este. Custa, busta, esta. Custa, embre, desa, ki. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, Jesus,
Jesus,
I come out of agreement with all those evil reports.
I stand on your word.
I believe that
I am
healed.
Delivered.
Set free. Set to live a long life.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Father, confirm your word with signs following. We thank you. You said it. In Matthew 28, you said you will confirm your word. You told me to lay hands on the sick so they can recover. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I speak a new brain into this body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for a brain with her name on it. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you provided all things for her according to life and godliness, and that includes healing. I call you healed. I call you whole. I call you disease-free, sickness-free, symptom-free, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke all damage in her body as a result of this brain injury. I speak to you. I command you to be healed from the top of her head to the tips of her toes, her heart, all her organs, everything. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Say, Lord Jesus, I can withstand any environment. Oh, you want to tissue? Sorry.
I can withstand any environment.
You couldn't stand any environment. Right. And I command your immune system, you be healed and restored right now in Jesus' name. I command this brain to start clicking, ticking, and moving, and I command memory to come back in the name of Jesus. Any speech loss, you come back in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Y'all okay?
This one, diabetes, high blood pressure.
Okay.
4 years ago.
Okay.
Rectal cancer.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm in constant pain.
Okay.
That's my service looking that I had the cancer.
Amen.
I'm cancer free, but they're going to do a CAT scan.
They saw something else.
Yeah,
saw something else.
And I'm in constant pain. And it feels like I'm getting stabbed. And they did chemo.
Amen. Amen. Anybody, if you're not going to come up, but you have something going on in your body, as I mentioned, we can do things to ourselves. And instead of receiving healing for it, we just feel guilty about it. But all we have to do is God knows. All you got to do is say, God, I'm forgive me for abusing my body. Forgive me for not taking care of my body. You know, just tell God that, clean the slate. And then there shouldn't be any guilt or any hindrance to you receiving your healing. Amen. Now, sir, I don't know what you may have done to add to this. Maybe you didn't do anything. But it never hurts to repent. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for abusing my body, neglecting my body, and not heeding to your leadings and your warnings. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you now for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, cleaning me up so that I can stand and receive my healing. In Jesus' name, I command the spirit of cancer to come out. You come out. You come out of every tissue in this body. In the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirit of cancer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I speak healing to every part of the body, all the organs, all the tissues that were damaged by chemotherapy and treatments in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for a miracle today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for replacing his body parts, new body parts, parts that were removed. You be healed. You appear in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you can do all things. You said we should believe and not doubt. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I ask for a creative miracle for your son right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Do a work in his body. Reconstruct his body in Jesus' name. All your limbs, your legs, your feet, everything. Motion, movement. Be restored. Muscles, be restored. Be strengthened. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody, everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you for confirming your word with signs following. Hallelujah. So today you stop all of your agreement with the reports. Okay? All right. Because the more we confess it, it stays. You okay?
I'm okay, but I'm on the scanner for my mom because she's got a little bit of dementia.
Okay. All right. In Jesus' name, I stand in agreement. In Jesus' name, I stand in agreement. What's your mother's name?
Gladys.
I stand in agreement with Gladys' daughter that we send the word. The scripture says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their diseases. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we send the word of God. We send the word of healing to her, that she be healed of dementia in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for giving her a sharp mind, a keen mind, and a new mind, a clear mind, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Same. You got the same thing?
No, what happened? I suffered tuberculosis in the last year and a half.
Oh.
Kind of depressed.
Okay.
I've been grieving. I've been grieving pretty hard.
Okay. All right.
I'm feeling like myself.
Okay. So, you mind if I say something out loud?
Sure.
So, Carl said he's experienced close people dying, and we love our people, we love our relatives, but the spirit of grief comes to steal from people, from those of us who are left, if it can. So you have to deal with the spirit of grief. And you have to rely on the word of God and concentrate on the joy of the Lord. Concentrate on his word and his promises, okay? And that God still has good in store for you, no matter who went on. Hallelujah. But you deserve to live a good, full life in Jesus' name. I cast out the spirit of grief right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of grief, get out! Get out. Leave in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. And Father, in particular, I speak to all the memories that Carl may have seen of his relatives, how they laid in the bed, how they looked mangled and damaged. And I pray, Father, that you would allow him to see good visions and to have good memories about his loved ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of grief, you come out. You come out. Say, spirit of grief, you cannot keep hindering me. You get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm not listening to you anymore. Say, I'm listening to the Lord. And he's good. And he's got a good plan for my future. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, give him the spirit of praise and worship. Let praise and worship come on him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anybody else want hands laid on you? I'm gonna pull up Elder Robert, Minister Kim. Anybody want to come up for lay hands for something? I'm almost finished, though. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your brain for your brain?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak a new brain into this body in Jesus' name. A new brain. God, with you, all things are possible. All things are possible. So, Father, we thank you that there's a brain in heaven with her name on it. In Jesus' name, since before the foundation of the world, you already made provisions for her. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing and wholeness to her body, to her memories, to all of her impulses, electrical impulses in her brain right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed and whole and fresh in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I command any part of her body that's been damaged by you be healed. You be healed. You be healed in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for confirming your word with signs following. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I command every evil thing that was done in her by the enemy be undone. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we plan on getting some reports. Amen. Doctor's reports. Isaba tutu ada. Mina masugroku testa briti. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, healing belongs to me. Hallelujah. Say, healing is a part of my covenant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kisondo roboshe. Ikiribitutu. Itoto basi. You?
Yes.
What you got going on?
Issues with my blood.
Can you sing, Nick? Can you sing? No? Okay. That ain't your... He said, un poquito, I guess. In Jesus... What is it?
Issues with my blood.
With your blood, okay. In Jesus' name, I speak to the blood in your daughter's body right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I speak healing. I speak cleansing. I speak wholeness in the name of Jesus. I command new blood to begin to flow through these veins in Jesus' name. I curse every abnormal blood cell in Jesus' name, every abnormal one. And I command you to be normal in the name of Jesus. Fresh, revitalized, new in Jesus' name. And I command this new blood to bring healing to any damaged parts in her body in the name of Jesus, from the top of her head to the tips of her toes. And Father, we thank you for confirming what you're doing today with signs following. Hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of y'all, you can receive healing right now from your seat. Hallelujah. Rest. You need to rest in what he's already done. Rest. Receive what he's already done. He suffered so you could be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I don't have to tolerate sickness and disease.
I have fractured my ankle, my left ankle. The bone has been healed, and also my ligaments, but there's numbing in the foot. It's been over a year and a half ago.
Okay.
It continues.
But it started from your broken ankle?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But now the nerves seem not healed for a while.
Okay.
Okay.
In Jesus' name, I speak to this ankle, to the ankle bone. I speak to all the nerves, the tendons, the ligaments. You be restored. You come alive in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any tightness of the muscles right now in the name of Jesus and the function of the leg. I speak total and complete healing. I rebuke foot numbness. Right now, in Jesus' name. Foot, you come alive. You come alive. I rebuke all tingling and malfunctioning right now. In Jesus' name, I speak mobility to this ankle in Jesus' name. I want you to do something you couldn't do before. Okay. All right, why don't you walk a little bit? It's good to just exercise your faith. Right away, if you can. Exercise your faith right away. Walk some more. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Keep saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My ankle's healed. I receive healing from my ankle. Nerves. Nerves. You be healed. You be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody else? Everybody else? You good? Hallelujah. Anybody have any pain? No, we don't have to be healed. We can just be okay with it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody got money problems? get the whole crowd, huh? Almost. Two things first. If you're not a tither, you're going to keep on having financial problems. If you're not a sower, if you don't give, you're going to keep on having financial problems. I can pray for you for a year. And nothing's going to change because you're not in covenant with your money with God. He's a covenant God. A covenant takes two sides. God's side, he's done his part. And then it's our side. Amen? So don't even think that your money's ever going to flow if you're not a tither. Right? If you think anything else, somebody lied to you. Amen? So tell the person next to you, say, get it right. Hallelujah. But meanwhile, in Jesus' name, Father, I pray for those of who are cooperating with your covenant, who have not shut you out of their money. Father, I pray and I rebuke any delay in their harvest, any delay in their financial increase. In the name of Jesus, we cut off delay for financial blessings right now. In the name of Jesus, somebody say, no longer will my money, will my increase, will my finances be delayed. from this moment forward, in Jesus' name. Somebody say this. Say, money, come to me now. Say it again. Say, money, come to me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a tithing church. And who's coming up? Elder Josh will come up. And today's your day to get into tithing. To start tithing or start tithing again. Or, amen? Because God's not obligated. He said when we don't tithe, we're robbing him. And we're robbing ourselves. Right? He can't rebuke the devourer. So the enemy can come eat up all your stuff, break all your stuff, because you're not in covenant with your money with God. Amen? So today that can change. Praise the Lord. All right, Elder Josh, praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord some praise before, while Elder Josh goes up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is awesome. He is so good. Praise God. Make sure you share those testimonies. Amen. Whoever got hands laid on, make sure you share those testimonies. Encourage each other. Amen. Praise God. Well, great message. The game is rigged. That is awesome. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to do tithes and offering. And if you need a tithes and offering envelope, the ushers will gladly give that to you, a pink envelope. Also, we're still giving unto Pastor, and this is the white envelope. If you want to sow into Pastor's life, the ushers will gladly give that to you as well. Amen. If you could turn to Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops, then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. God wants us to honor the Lord with our wealth. Be good stewards with our money. Don't just throw your money out the window. Amen? That's a bad idea, right? So just be cautious of what you're spending on. Amen? And God here is speaking to the Israelites, right? And the Israelites are God's representative. Who is God's representative today? You guys, right? So praise God. God wants to hook us up to be the example, to bless us, to bless other people. We're God's representatives in this earth. Amen? So, give with a cheerful heart. And at this time, as the video would show you ways in which you can give.
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Also, if you're giving unto Pastor, if you want to put on your check, Constance McLean, write that for on the check. And also, we're doing the food outreach. You'll put that in the outreach section. Just that will go to the food drive. Amen? And at this time, you guys could stand to your feet. As we'll read our confession. All right, begin. We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protects those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and give into the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunder, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tither's blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tither's blessing that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tither rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7:8. Amen. Lord God, we thank you so much for increasing in us. Lord, we pray that you would give us wisdom to be good stewards of what you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the windows of heaven are going to be poured upon us, Lord God, so that we can be a blessing. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we are going to welcome Elder Joshua for the Hot Topics. Just kidding. If you don't know, I'm Elder Joshua. So. At this time, the video, we have some video announcements.
Attention, married couples. The Heirs Together Ministry invites you to join us for the next installment of our yearly workshop series, Understanding the Love Language of Your Spouse, Double Grace. Based on the best-selling book by Dr. Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages, this insightful and engaging workshop will help you strengthen your marriage and deepen your connection with your spouse, all while learning practical tools for expressing love in meaningful ways. Whether you're newlyweds or have been married for years, this workshop has something for everyone. Mark your calendars. Register today. You can sign up through the link on our website or through social media platforms. Don't wait, there's no cost, but your RSVP is important so we can prepare for you. This workshop is open to all married couples who want to grow together in God's design for marriage. We can't wait to see you there and take this exciting step toward a stronger, more loving marriage.
Ladies, we invite you to join the Women of Virtue as we support Pastor Connie at Impact Lives Game Changers 2025 Women's Conference on Saturday, November 8th at 10 a.m. Located at 2901 Chapel Avenue West, Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Do you have a passion for audio and/or video production? Do you feel called to use your skills to serve in ministry? We are seeking dedicated volunteers to join our audio and video teams. If you're interested in contributing your talents to help enhance the excellence of our worship services, we would love to hear from you. Your gifts can make a difference in furthering the reach of our ministry. Visit our website and complete the form. For more information, contact Minister Alan Wilkins at 856-661-8110.
Hey, have you noticed something new in LFCC's sanctuary and foyer? The new tap dots are our newest point of contact, a way for you to keep up to date with what's going on at LFCC. And all you have to do is tap. Nothing to download or install. Find events, visit our new website and social media pages. You can also give electronically. And all you have to do is tap. Try it today.
All right, and some verbal announcements. The annual Thanksgiving food drive will take place on Saturday, November 15th. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you need food, please complete an application, which can be found on our LFCC website, lfccnj.com, by scanning the QR code in the lobby or completing an application located in the sanctuary foyer. All applications are due no later than October 29th. All right, and now we have a special video presentation followed by a dance presentation.
This month, our church family showed up in a big way.
For pastor appreciation, we invited everyone to share video tributes. We can only share a few highlights here in service.
We appreciate you so much for everything you do. You show motherhood and love to us and feed the congregation with the mighty word of God. And thank you so much. And now we love you, Pastor Connie.
Happy Pastor Appreciation Month. We love you. We're so thankful for you. And we just trust more and more abundance of blessings poured out on your life.
Thank you for your sacrifice, your love, and being a woman of God that we can all look up to.
We appreciate for giving us a platform to teach the kids. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy your appreciation. Love you.
Love you.
Good morning, Pastor Connie. We love you. We appreciate you. So glad to be here with you.
Hi, Pastor Connie. I love you.
Hey, Pastor Connie. We appreciate you.
Oh, wait a minute. Pastor Appreciation. How you doing, Pastor?
I appreciate everything that you have poured into all the congregants here at Living Faith. And I'm looking for many, many, many more years.
Hi, Pastor Connie. God bless.
Have a great day.
God bless you, Pastor Connie. We love you.
Me and I love you so much. You say what I need to hear every Sunday. This is almost my second year being here. I'm so thankful and blessed that God led me to this church and to the most wonderful pastor that I've ever had and the only one. We love you so much.
Pastor Connie, you are amazing. And I just want to say thank you for all that you do. My family truly appreciates you. I honor you as my pastor, and I'm grateful to call Living Faith Christian Center my home.
Thank you for all that you do, not only for our family, but for also all of LFCC. Thank you for your dedication and your love and heart of God to make sure that everyone is saved and have a relationship with Christ. We thank you, and we love you.
We love you, Pastor Connie.
Every single message is special. Be sure to check out the full video collection at lfccnj.com and celebrate with us the incredible impact our pastor has made. As we conclude, let's hear from our youngest members.
I love you, Pastor Connie.
Thank you, Pastor Connie, for running this church so we can learn.
I love you, Pastor Connie. You're the best.
Thank you for being a good pastor.
I hope you have a great day, Pastor Connie.
God bless you, Pastor Connie.
You're very thankful.
I love you, Pastor Connie.
Thank you, Pastor Connie.
I hope you have an awesome day.
I appreciate you, Pastor Connie.
Have a nice day, Pastor Connie.
I love Pastor Connie.
I appreciate you, Pastor Connie.
I wish you have a good day.
I hope you have an awesome day, Pastor Connie.
I hope you have an awesome day.
I hope you have an awesome day.
I hope you're having a good day. Love you.
We love you, Pastor Connie.
Do that right. I have great lungs, amen. Praise God. Thank you, everyone, for your envelopes and your gifts and the children's video. It's hard to beat the kids, right? I appreciate all of your expressions of love and appreciation. The children did a great job. They're so cute. They're so cute. They're growing, right? Yep, they did a really great job. Amen. Thank you so much, everybody. Praise the Lord. Do we have any first-time attenders? Any first-time attenders today? Any first-time attenders? You can just raise your hand. Hi. Praise God. Amen. We want to say welcome to Living Faith. We're so glad you joined us today. Praise God. Hope you were blessed by the worship, the word, and the dance as well. Amen. Praise God. Everybody tell them, say, welcome to Living Faith.
Welcome to Living Faith.
Praise God. Amen. Also, while I'm at it, while I'm up here, is there anyone here? You've been coming to Living Faith and, you know, the Lord's leading you to make Living Faith your church home. Is that anybody here today? You want to make Living Faith your church home. You know God is speaking to you. Is that anybody? You can raise your hand if that's you. Anybody? Anywhere? Anywhere? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right. So I guess it's time to go home, huh? Amen. Praise God. Those of you that had hands laid on you, make sure that you continue to believe God for your complete healing, okay? Everything's not a miracle where God just bypasses time, but he also heals gradually, amen? But the point is, you're already healed. We just believe God for the full manifestation, amen? Praise God. I want to encourage you to believe God for healing for yourself at home. You know, you can pull out a scripture, healing scripture, and believe God for your healing anytime, all by yourself. Amen? Praise God. But the Bible instructs us to lay hands on the sick so they shall recover. And so that's what we do as well. Amen? All right, you can stand to your feet. We're going to dismiss. Praise God. As long as I didn't miss anything. Praise the Lord. I don't think so. Amen. What? So, oh, yeah. Salvation. Can you sit down again for a minute? I want to give an invitation. I want to make sure there's no one here who's not born again. I asked if you were a first-time visitor, asked if you wanted to join Living Faith, but I neglected to ask if anyone here, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Getting saved is so easy. It's so simple. All we have to do is believe with our heart on the Lord Jesus and confess with our mouth, confess him as Lord of our lives, we'll be born again. And we have to believe a couple other things which we can pray. So if that's you, with every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to make sure. Let's just pray this prayer, everybody. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are a Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I thank you. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that God raised you from the dead to live forever so that I could live forever with you. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to come into my life. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my Master. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess you personally with my mouth. I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. According to the Word of God, I am born again, a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can lift up your heads now. Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? You pray that prayer for the very first time? Just raise your hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. We're all in the kingdom already. That's good news. Amen. All right. You can stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for your divine promises. Father, we thank you that you've already planned our healing. You've planned our success. You've planned our future. We thank you, Lord, that future is good. It's a good future and a great future. We thank you, Father, that you did not leave us to ourselves, but you saved us and you set us free. Father, we do declare and decree in agreement with your word, you called us blessed. So that means we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. All right, God bless you.